This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
What is going on, beautiful people? Welcome to another episode of the Narcissist Code. I am your favorite self-aware narcissist, Mr. Lee Hammack, better known as Mental Illness across all social media platforms. If this is your first time seeing my face or hearing my voice, I have narcissistic personality disorder, and I use this whole platform to raise awareness for narcissistic personality disorder, get more people into therapy, and also validate the victims and survivors of said disorder. So today's episode is going to be a little extended version of the video I did about learned helplessness. Learned helplessness is when you get into a state of mind that you feel helpless, that you feel like you deserve this state. You feel like no matter how hard you try, you keep ending up in this situation. No matter how hard you try to get out of this situation, you fall back into it. No matter how hard you try to move in, move out, or move on, you fall back into it. Learn helplessness. And I learned a lot about this from Tony Robbins. I told y'all I listened to a lot of Tony Robbins and self-betterment, stuff like that. But learned helplessness is real, y'all. It's a real thing. Look it up. Learned helplessness. It's when, like, especially, we're going to talk about how that and narcissistic relationships kind of go hand in hand. Because, you know, or not even just narcissistic relationships, toxic relationships, abusive relationships, emotional and physical abusive relationships, this plays a learned helplessness plays a huge role in those as well. Because, like, when you try to leave, it takes an average of 7 times to leave an abusive relationship. So that means it could take a person one time, you one and done. Or it could take a person 13 times. You add those two together, you divide it by 2, you get 7. There's the average right there. So the person that leaves in one time, you feel a lot different than a person that takes 13 times to leave. Because you break up and make up 13 times, you start to feel, over a period of years too, decades sometimes, you start to feel like you just deep down internally, because you don't have the strength or you don't have the wherewithal to make it through this situation by yourself, and you keep returning to this toxic situation no matter what happened, no matter what they put you through, you keep going back. You start to feel on a subconscious level that you deserve this situation, that no matter how hard you try, this is it for you. Why fight it anymore? Why fight it? You have to break that state of condition. It's a state of mind, y'all. You've been conditioned to take this. You've been conditioned to accept this relationship, is that this is the end all be all for you. Because if you're dealing with a person, if you're dealing with a narcissistic person or a toxic person in general, or just an emotionally abusive person, y'all, with anger issues, because everybody's not a narcissist. I know that. People are like, Lee, I'm tired of you throwing the word narcissist around, because narcissist and beep, 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 beep. Y'all, you kind of dribble off into the sunset. But if you keep going back to these abusive relationships, you just feel like you deserve it deep down. And the narcissist, they know it. They will play on it. They condition you to accept this relationship, because they'll, over time, they literally and mentally beat it into your heads that this is all you deserve. They make you feel worthless. They take away your value. Like narcissists, we do that. That's what we do. We make you feel like you are less than what you are. We don't compliment you when you dress up. When you got your fitted dress on, your red bottoms, all the other stuff, you're looking good, you're smelling good. We just tell you, like, how do y'all look, honey? Oh, it's okay. You look all right. Cool. Let's go. We don't just get up and put my hands on you. Ooh, you look good, girl. Or if you're a man and whatnot, you mean, you got your tailor suit on, you got your Allen Edmonds shoes on, you got your tie, you got the fresh edge up, your hair did, and they just look at you like, okay, let's go. Dang. You're like, dang. Literally, they condition you to accept less. Less is more in a narcissistic relationship. Less is more. And the less a narcissistic person can give you, the better they feel. If they can give you the bare minimum, that's the, y'all see the robot resetting right there. That's my reboot right there. I got to plug myself in, y'all. My robotic batteries are going down, and that's just the ongoing joke with some of my people on here, because they call me a robot. Somebody actually left a comment on my TikTok yesterday. Said, how does it feel to be a robot? I'm like, y'all don't, you do not understand. I'm about to make a joke out of you. But yeah, if a narcissist can get away with giving you the bare minimum or less than the bare minimum, they feel good about that. It's less work on them, because narcissists, like, we as narcissistic people, because I'm a narcissist, I use we and they interchangeably, y'all, because I just be talking. Sometimes I just don't like to associate myself with the bad part, so I say they. But I've done this bad stuff too, y'all. I'm not bragging on the low. You sound like you're braggadocious when you say you've done this stuff. Are you proud of this stuff you've done? Are you proud of being a damn Jezebel spirited narcissist bastard? Like, no, y'all. What else am I gonna do? I can't be anything else. I might just be better at being this, you know. But it makes, because narcissists, like I said, narcissists, like, we have limited emotional capacity. We just do. We don't have a lot. We can feel regular narcissists like me, myself. I'm just narcissistic personality disorder with a few sociopathic tendencies, few sociopathic traits. That's me. You know, Lee, you don't seem like a sociopath. Talk to me in person on a deeper spiritual level. Let's meet up. Let's have a meetup, y'all. Yeah, literally. That's how it goes right there. But so we get caught up in that situation right there where we just think, you know, we have limited emotional capacity, and like we can feel all the emotions, we can feel the whole range of emotions, but my tank is smaller than yours. You know, you have a non-narcissistic person, let's just say, compared to a car. You have a 15-gallon tank. I have a 4-gallon tank. So of course, we have to go the same distance throughout the day. You know, so of course, my tank is going to run out faster than yours. My tank is going to run out faster than yours. You have a lot more to give. You have a lot more. You can give me some. You know what I mean? I have none left to give. By the time I get home from dealing with everybody else's stuff, by the time you get home from dealing with everybody else's stuff, you still got half a gallon. You still got half a tank left. I'm on E. I'm on fumes. I was like sputter. I had to push my car home. You know, I had to push myself home from this other side of the road. I had to walk home. I ran out of gas a couple hours ago. You know, so.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I get home, I have nothing left to give to anybody, not to you, not to the kids, not to the animals, not to anything, not to my work, not to work when I'm working from home, nothing. I have nothing left to give to limit the emotional capacity. So if I have nothing left to give, if I can just barely do something to you, if I can give you a hug or just a kiss or something like that, and that be it, cool. If I can get away with not doing that for a while, better. You know what I mean? Because I'm tired. Sometimes you're tired. You know what I mean? I don't have a lot in reserves. So what I've gotten good at through diagnosis and through therapy is like limiting my the stuff I give emotional energy to, the stuff I give, the stuff I expend emotional energy on. If it don't apply, let it fly. I don't focus on the things that don't change my life. I don't focus on the things that don't affect me directly. And it helps me live a better life to have more to give to my family, more to give to my friends and my animals and my, you know, my work and things like that. I just don't expend emotional energy on things that I cannot control. If things are out of my control, I've learned not to try my best. I'd still do it, y'all. To not expend emotional energy on things like that. I just don't. You know what I mean? I just can't. I just can't afford to. And people are like, well, Lee, you definitely, the way you, Lee, brother, we love you on here. You know, you help out the world and stuff. But like, that definitely sounds robotic right there, brother. I ain't gonna lie to you. You just said you're running low on gas. Your batteries are running out and stuff like that, brother. You need an exorcism. And I got just the guy. Come to First Baptist Church down here on the coast. Come to First Baptist Church down here in Myrtle Beach. I got something for you. It's a Bible and a cross. It's gonna stake your ass right through the heart, you vampire bastard. No, I'm just joking. Sorry, y'all. Excuse me. But yeah. That's how you get set up. But over time, narcissists want to give you less, because if less means more, then less is better to a narcissist. Less is not better to you. You know, sometimes you're just happy to get anything. You mean? So less is not better to you, but you willing to accept less because you want to be with me, you got to accept less. That's what narcissists condition you to accept. So over time, you're not getting anything. Now, you become jealous of everybody else's relationships, so you decide to leave. But guess what? You leave. And the narcissist talks you back into coming home. or talk you back and let us come back to the house. Hey, we got kids together. Hey, we got this together. We got that together. Hey, sometimes you don't even have anything together. We just talk to you and tell you what you want to hear. I'm telling y'all. If you talk to me one on one, if you said that statement to me, I'm angry at you. I'm still angry at you. That statement right there I'm talking about is like, they told me everything that I wanted to hear. Of course, they want to get you back. Why the hell would somebody that doesn't want you back tell you what you want to hear? That'd be blowing my mind. People like, they told me what I wanted to hear. Of course they did. Why would they tell you something that you don't want to hear if they want you back? They're not going to tell you the truth. They're going to tell you whatever it takes to get back into the house, whatever it takes to get back into the into the life and stuff like that. Whatever it takes. They're going to say and do whatever it takes to get you there. Sometimes they use fear. I'm going to hunt you down and stalk you till I'm back in the house. Okay, just come on. And over time, y'all, if you keep letting that person back into your life with minimal approval, with minimum conditions, minimum change, temporary change, you condition yourself to feel like you, because you feel like you're not strong enough to leave this person. You start to condition yourself to feel like you deserve this. Like, this is your life. I can't do anything else. I don't have the strength to leave. So this is, I'm just here. You feel helpless. You've learned helplessness. You learn to feel helplessness. You have to break that state. You have to get around people. You said a mouthful. You've been talking for 10 minutes. Tell me how to get up. Tell me how to break it. Lee, you could have made this video 2 minutes. Tell me how to break the learn helplessness, because I feel helpless right now. I've been feeling helpless for the last 10 minutes. Tell me how to break it. How you break it is by loving yourself more and accepting more from yourself. Stop accepting less from yourself, because not only are you accepting less from that narcissistic person, you're accepting less from yourself. You're lowering your standards of your own life to be with this person, to stay in this situation. You're lowering your standards of acceptance. Raise your standards. Change your life. That's Tony Robbins right there, y'all. That's not me. That's right there, Tony Robbins. Raise your standards. You have to. Raising your standards will change your life, I promise you. You mean, raise your standards. Stop accepting less. Hey, this isn't working right here. We got to talk. We got to communicate. I'm communicating enough with you. Leave. You have to learn that you accept, learn to realize that you deserve more. That's how you break the trauma bond. When you get to the point where you realize that this person is not what you deserve, this person never deserved you, this person doesn't deserve you anymore, that's how you break the trauma bond. But you have to apply love and affection and caring to yourself. You have to give yourself more than you give them. Unlearn helplessness. If you can learn helplessness, you can unlearn it. You can recondition yourself to accept more. Like, this is not acceptable. This person, like, you're giving this person a test. Like, hey, 60 is the minimum right here. 60 is a D, and you pass the class. They're turning their test in, and you grade it. It's a 45, but you curve it because you love them. I know it's a 45, but we're gonna do it because I'm the teacher, and this is my test. I'm gonna curve your grade up to a 60. So now it feels like the bare minimum, but now you're accepting less than the bare minimum. Y'all, I'm fired with these analogies. I don't care what you say. My analogies are on point. You can't say I just made it off the top of my head, y'all. I be coming through with these analogies. You can't say I don't. Good God, I be coming through with analogies. Oh, woo! But anyways, y'all, I had to hop off of here. You can unlearn helplessness. You can learn to help yourself. You can learn to be stronger. You can learn to accept more. Stop accepting less. You deserve more. You deserve better. You have to believe it, though. I can say that all I want to. I can tell you that you deserve more. I can tell you that you deserve better. But if you don't believe it, then it really does not matter. You have to believe it yourself. Take care of yourself. Empower yourself. Love yourself more. Mental illness is out. Peace. If you listen to this on Apple Music and Spotify, hit that 5. If you made it this far, y'all, I'm thankful for y'all. I really am. I turned the camera off, but I'm still recording on the podcast, because I know y'all, my podcast folks, y'all deserve some love too. Let me know, y'all. Like I said, hit me up. Hit that 5 stars. I really, truly appreciate every single one of y'all. We hit 100K on YouTube, y'all. What's up? Let's get it. Thank y'all for tuning in. Mental Illness is out. Love you. Bye.